and your race would be.
Why?
And of course, that's all. Well, it has to be around here. That's all you find around these.
Well,
around,
I hope it stays that way.
Around our parks and around Marshall and everywhere.
Well, you live at Marshall, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's all around Marshall. There's nothing else. I didn't know if it was in Clinton too.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we're pretty white around here.
Because mm-hmm, I know in Marshall, it's everybody. There's just white people.
Well, they used to wouldn't even let a nigger go to Leslie, but I don't know. Marshall, I don't know whether they're that way strict yet or not.
Well, I don't know, but it never. You just don't see them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not anything.
And I used to hear they wouldn't let one go to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Oh, I just didn't know about Clinton. I knew, of course, about Marshall.
Oh, boy, we've had the awful struggle over that you ever saw in your life.
Now, talking about white people who were real poor and, well, they're just not good for nothing. I don't mean poor because they couldn't help it. I mean just lazy kind of
mm-hmm.
white people. You call them,
Well, I guess they're called porkers and all such stuff as that.
Have you ever heard, do you ever call them trash or?
Yeah, they're called trash. And we've got a bunch of them back over here towards Shirley.
You got a bunch of them?
Don't even work and nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got them around.
But they're not hippies either. They're not gone hippies yet.
No, just ordinary mm-hmm. and just been here, you know.
Yeah. People born here and raised here.
Mm-hmm. What about a person who lives way back off in the hills and just never does come to town, real shut off from the world?
Well, lots of times they're referred to it as a regular hillbilly.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called Mountain Hoosiers?
Yeah, Mountain Hoosiers.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you
want to be like my sister, she's down here in these lowlands picking cotton, you know,
mm-hmm.
and some girl ride up and called her a Mountain Hoosier, and she said, well, I'd rather be a Mountain Hoosier than one of these darn mud turtles.
That's pretty good. I'll have to try to remember that.
But she referred to them as mud turtles. I think it's mud turtles. That's all I can think of right now, is something like that. But she didn't like it because they called her a Mountain Hoosier.
If you want to know how many times somebody does something like how many times they go to town, you say, how
often do you go to town anyway?
Mm-hmm. And, if you want to agree with somebody, kind of make them feel good, you might say,
well, I agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. And then that person might say, now, I'm not going to vote for that man. And you might say, well,
I am.
You might say, and then if you wanted to agree with them, you'd say, well, I'm, you might say, if your friend said, now, I'm not going to vote for Fulbright, and you might say, well, I'm not.
Either.
Yeah. And now, this next part's just for pronunciation. I just want this for pronunciation of the parts of the body. What do you call this?
Forehead.
And this?
Your hair.
And this?
Ponytail.
Yeah, well, I meant hair, yeah. What a man has to shave off.
Whiskers.
And
this on his upper lip, mustache.
Mm-hmm. And this?
Air.
And this?
Throat. And that right there, women don't have any of them, but that's Adam's apple on
mm-hmm.
the man.
And then all around, you call it
neck.
And, let's see, this part of your hand.
Palm of your hand.
And one of these.
Fist.
And, this